This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We hear about Basra pretty often these days, thanks to news from Iraq. The city was founded nearly 1,400 years ago. It played an important role in the history and evolution of Islam. Writer Muhammad Kudayir pays Basra literary homage in his new book, Basrayatha, The Story of a City. Alan Chews has this review.
It all begins with a tree. Once the date palm came into existence, Muhammad Kudayir muses, it needed an enclosure. The walled enclosure, he goes on, asked to be filled with houses, and Basrayatha, or Basra, came into existence. Had it not been for the date palm, there would have been no baskets for harvesting dates. Had there been no baskets for harvesting dates, there would have been no date pickers. Had there been no date pickers, there would have been no ships. Had there been no ships, there would have been no port. Date palms and waterways. Without them, no city, and no storytellers to recite the anecdotes and histories of the civilized fort at the edge of the desert. The earliest travelers encountering Basra thought they'd found the real Eden. The truth is, as he presents it, before there was an Eden or a Troy, there were poems about them and poets. So Muhammad Kudayir is the latest in a long line of storytellers and poets who, as his poetic logic would have it, make places and cities such as Basra become real. Somewhere between history and travelogue, memoir and tribute, Basrayatha celebrates in myth, memory, and metaphor the history and vitality of Iraq's second great city. A maze of streets and alleys, markets and bathhouses, docks and squares, palm gardens and rivers, the Basra Kudayir creates is a Basra in the mind and heart, a city which, even in the wake of a devastating war, will persist and survive in the imagination of anyone who reads this evocative travel guide of the mind.
The book is Basrayatha, The Story of a City by Muhammad Kudayir. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.